Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, Kirk Herbstreit loves his Ohio State Buckeyes.
Herbie!
Whew. I think he's right about Travion Henderson.
He is.
He might be the last one still on the Justin Fields bandwagon. I was a holdout until about week six.
Although it was pretty funny.
He's like still on the Fields bandwagon. He loves his Ohio State Buckeyes.
He loves Justin Fields, trying to defend Justin Fields. But in the course of doing that, he goes, look, everybody, I know he struggled in Chicago, and he struggled in Pittsburgh, and he's struggling with the Jets.
Yeah.
But not for a lack of like ability or whatever. And I'm like,
but it's for everybody else's surrounding him, failing him.
That's basically what it was. Sucked everywhere. And so here's one thought I had watching Justin Fields play last night. I'm usually not the, hey, why don't you move the quarterback to another position? Yeah. First of all, it's usually dripping with racism when people say that, right? Like, usually it's like covered in racism when they're like, Lamar Jackson should be a receiver.
Right. No one was like,
because. And you're like, why?
Put Drew Bledsoe at tight end.
Yeah, right. Why are you going to say that?
Yeah.
Why do you think that? But you have like MVP, even like Urban Meyer, when Cam Newton left Florida, he's like, you should be a tight end. It's like, or he can be a Heisman winner and an MVP.
Sure.
But regardless, but like Fields is different because you can at least see with Lamar and Cam Newton, I don't know, the ability to play quarterback.
Yeah.
Fields is like broken because he had flashes of it. I liked him coming out of college, but he sucks out loud. He like gets some space and then will throw the ball 5 yards in front of the receiver into the ground. Or he'll throw it 5 yards over the receiver.
No,
He's horrible throwing now.
The worst throw. There were a lot of bad throws last night for him.
Yeah.
The worst throw. And in fairness, if Mitchell could catch, he would have had a little bit more production.
Mitchell stinks too.
But no, the worst throw Fields had, I was talking about this with Nick before the show. It was late in the game. The running back was like 5 yards in front of him, and he threw it 150 miles an hour at the running back. And I'm like, you can't, like that. That's why he stinks.
But there's something that you can.
The Adonai Mitchell one where. Wide open on, I think it was like a third or fourth down that Mitchell, quote unquote, dropped, was thrown 4 feet behind him.
It was a bad throw.
It was not a walk-in touchdown.
That was the second one. He still should have caught it, but that was a bad throw. The first one was a perfect throw to Mitchell, though.
But
Mitchell just dropped.
There's something there with him. It's just not quarterback because you see the touchdown run that he had. Harold Landry had it sniffed out and then didn't even get a hand on him. There was the other play where it looked like a 4 yard loss. Gonzalez and I forget who else were behind him, and he picks up the first down.
Yeah, that was like a third and two. What was that? Third and two, I think. And
he
should have lost yardage, and he got the first down.
He should be like one of those like lightweight tight ends. He'd be nasty. Like put him in the slot, have him carry it 6, 7, 10 times. I bet he can catch. They tried throwing to him, but it was like covered. Nice play by Jason.
It's like a back shoulder throw.
It was a better throw than any.
It was the best Jets throw of the night.
He's like the one guy that you watch and you're like, yeah, you should move positions.
Okay.
He should try something else. But that's a separate topic for another day.
Herbstreit, though, on Fields was kind of embarrassing. He's like, well, that's his best throw and play right there. And he runs. He's like, that's your best play as a quarterback.
I looked this up.
Bad.
Oh. During the course of the broadcast, I also looked this up because nothing if not curious, right? Like a cat, but my friends call me Whiskers.
Bro.
He just missed Mike Vrabel, I believe. I think Kirk Herbstreit went to Ohio State. He's like an Ohio guy, just like Vrabel is.
He said last night Vrabel coached his kids. You hear that?
Yeah, yeah. Flag football, his kids. So maybe they, but like they're both from the state of Ohio. I think it was like late 80s Herbstreit was there. But I think Vrabel's freshman year, I think Herbstreit had just left. But I'm sure they like obviously knew each other back then. I'm sure he was on like recruiting visits while he was the quarterback at Ohio State. So it's very incestuous. There's a lot of overlap there with Ohio State.
I do think he's right about Travion Henderson, though. And he said this early in the game. Yeah. And Henderson does, like, pack a wallop, can lower a shoulder. He's a more physical runner than maybe his frame would let you know. Now, I don't want to go too far with Henderson's night. Huge fantasy night. Like, you have Travion Henderson in fantasy, or you're Mark in Medford taking the two touchdowns, not the rest of his bet, but the two touchdowns. Like, great. But in terms of actual production, I mean, 62 yards on 19 carries, nothing to write home about. But I feel like he's looked like he belongs over the last month. You know, it started with the Browns game. It continued in the Atlanta game. The Tampa game was the big breakout. Last night, national audience, three touchdowns, another big game for him. But I feel like over the last month, where we were begging for it for the first 2 months of the year, over the last month, we've finally seen what we all expected to see and what we saw flashes of in the preseason. He looks like he belongs, and he's just another weapon they have on offense where now Diggs with another 100-yard game. Like, primetime Steph Diggs. He did it against Buffalo. He did it again last night. Monster games in primetime.
Awesome.
Hollins is real solid. Booty, when he's out there, has been great this year. Hunter Henry, not Mr. Thursday night, getting in the end zone last night, unfortunately.
That was kind of a buzzkill.
Coulda. That one May pass that was going for him got deflected. That was lined up to be a touchdown. But they have some weapons now, and Henderson is in that group. And this was something we talked about all offseason. We're like, do they have any weapons?
Yeah.
They kind of sort of have an abundance of them now.
Yeah, they do. And I think, honestly, now, I know we were upset with the fumbles and everything, but I think getting Ramondre back when you can, just to take a few carries away from Henderson so that this can last longer. I don't know if he's a 25-touch guy on a weekly basis. Right, like he ran hard, he ran strong, but even in college he didn't do that. He split time in college, and I don't think he's built for a guy to take quite that many hits. But no, what you saw out of him was good, and they were relying on it. And I think honestly, didn't it feel like they were doing some of that just to see what they had out of Henderson? It seemed like there were some plays where maybe they even knew they could have picked it up throwing it, and I feel like they were like, well, let's really see what we got in this guy. Let's really see what we have with the O-line and with him, because we're going to need this later in the year. We're going to need this in a cold weather game. We're going to need this in the playoffs, so let's try to do that now. Because I think if you just dropped Drake May back and had him throw it all night, you probably would have found a lot of open receivers.
Oh, for sure. And May and Diggs from day one have been on the same page. 105 for Diggs last night. 9 catches on 11 targets. The two incompletions were drops. Mm-hmm. So that I only say that not to dump on Diggs, who's been great all year. You're allowed to drop it every once in then.
Yep.
But May's just dialed in. I mean, those were both, I think, great throws, certainly catchable balls that Diggs could have reeled in. May talked about the connection he has with Steph Diggs after the game. Here's what he said.
No, that trust was built up, probably when I was in middle school when he was playing in the league. It was long ago. You know, guys like him and Hunter and Mac. You trust those guys for what they've done in this league. And I just try to give them chances. And, Steph, and you break a couple tackles, get in the end zone. But, those guys are great for us tonight.
Primetime Steph Diggs, 10 for 146 against Buffalo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9 for 105 last night against the Jets. So that's what he's done. You guys can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Here is LJ in the car. Get us started today, LJ.
Hey, let's go. 9-2, baby. Hey, guys, let me premise what I'm about to say by letting you know I had the over. And so this is what disappointed me.
Sorry to hear that.
End of the first – no problem. End of the first half, Vrabel holding on to those timeouts forever. Letting the time tick off. I mean, there was at one point he could have used that first one, and they still would have had an extra 20 to 30 seconds. Probably could have got closer for maybe a touchdown attempt. Instead, they're scrambling to get that field goal off, which they missed. And I understand, you know, the rationale behind it. Maybe they're afraid the Jets are going to get the ball back and they score. But what have the Jets shown you to be afraid of that?
So, LJ, I think that was an interesting drive, especially on the heels of last week. We were all just goo-goo gaga over Vrabel and how he handled it going into the half. Drake May, they intentionally didn't try to score on first down, stuffed on second and third, goes for it on fourth. They get the touchdown to Diggs, and then they score again coming out of the half. So this was the opposite of that. I didn't have the same issue he had. I didn't mind saving the timeouts. I think it's smart to save the timeouts, and I disagree with him. I don't think they were scrambling to kick a field goal. They called the timeout and kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
Borgalis missed it. I just didn't think there was any urgency. Like, I just wish they were moving a little quicker.
No, I think it was the smart play, and they actually, I think Al Michaels and Herb Street, who I'm not my biggest fan, but like I think they did a good job sort of describing it, like, because it was, what was like, third and six. They're like, let's see if they pick this up, because if they don't, they don't want to give the – not that the Jets were going to do anything, but, like, that was all part of the plan, and there wasn't any kind of rush. Like, they had an opportunity to score.
I think all that was fine.
Yeah, yeah, I
how
do,
long, but how long did they take after that, after they picked up the first down?
I mean, they still had chances down there, and they just weren't able to do it, and they had time to line up and kick the field goal.
No. But I'm saying you could have gotten closer. You could have had an opportunity at a touchdown. Like, I just feel like they kind of frittered away – some of the opportunity there is all I'm saying. So, you know, to me, I just felt like there wasn't enough urgency bleeding that down. I don't mind saving the timeouts. In fact, when they had 30 seconds and three timeouts, they're like, they're in a pretty good spot. I just feel like if there was a little more urgency earlier in the drive, they could have been further down the field and closer for the Borgalis field goal. I mean, look, a 45-yarder, he should have made the kick. That's mostly on him.
I was going to say, it looked like there was 34 seconds. It was third and six, and then they had the penalty. So then it was first and 10 at the 50 with 27 seconds, pass incomplete. Then it was second and 10 at the 50, 10-yard pass, 20 seconds. Then they had another pass. Then they had a run, and then they ended up using their timeouts and kick a field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, so what is that? They had, after the penalty, they ran four plays.
But I felt the exact same way that the caller did about this. I get not wanting to give Baker the ball before halftime.
Oh, the Jets, who cares?
What the hell were you worried about with Justin Fields? Like, why were you so worried about that? Go get your points.
Yeah.
And really step on their throats. 617-779-7937. Zach is in Brighton.
Yeah.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, Zach. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. So I just wanted to call. I got you on speaker. I'm with my roommates right now. We're on our way to Montreal,
for
the Bruins game.
Oh, hell yeah. Rivalry's back.
Yeah, the rivalry is back.
Yeah. We're pumped.
Brag, Zach. Maybe you'll see my buddy. I got buddies on the way there.
Shut up.
On the way there. I think they're going tomorrow. But I got buddies driving up tomorrow. Montreal, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get awesome. Ready for it.
Yeah. We're wondering how many Boston fans will be there.
How many?
So.
A bunch. How many roommates?
We got two of us in the car right now. We got a Honda Accord bombing it up to Montreal.
I like that.
That's fun.
Get some beef jerky for the road trip there. You make that happen. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We will. So we watched the game last night. We were talking. I think Diggs is the most impactful offseason signing league-wide. Not only is playing unbelievable, but just the juice he's brought to this team, the wide receiver room, and just everybody there. I'm so happy he's a Patriot, and I think it's jersey time for Diggs.
All right. Zach, you and the roommates.
Was it jersey time?
Yeah, he's going to go get the jersey, yeah.
Get that Nor'easter jersey, which looked mint.
Yeah, Textline disagrees.
Textline said earlier,
it scrolled away, but Textline said earlier, like, imagine how good May would have played if he wasn't in that ugly jersey.
Stop. You simpletons, you idiots. I'm going to say something right now.
Yeah.
It's the second best jersey they have as a franchise. The Pat Patriot Reds with the white helmet, the guy snapping the rock.
Pat Patriot.
Never going to be top.
Then the Nor'easter.
Yes. Now, That's not the biggest compliment, because there's a lot of dumpy ones.
Do you have any nostalgia for the early 90s
Yes.
ones? Okay.
The 3D Chris Lades?
Yes.
I have a little bit of nostalgia for that.
But you prefer this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was so good last night. I really like this. The all-white helmet, real nice. The blue. I also liked even how Drake May, I don't know what was going on. Was it his cleat or his, like, the lower part of his sock was a little bit of red?
Yeah, it was the cleat. No, it was the cleat.
Like that? Somebody asked me, so one of the fashion police asked me last night, do you like the blue sock or the white sock? I'm partial to the white sock.
I saw this analysis
that you gave. White sock, white shoe.
I saw you said that. I think I like the blue sock.
No.
Well, I do.
White sock.
Well, that's what
the
I
guy
like.
Asked me, he didn't ask you.
Well, I'm now giving my two cents on this.
But no, these uniforms were awesome. And that's a good question. Maybe we can unpack it even next week. Is of all the off-season acquisitions, how, like, the most impactful? So not necessarily the best player that moved, but like Steph Diggs,
who's better
on pace
Diggs
for a 1,000-yard season for a now first place team.
Well, the Patriots lucked out on that one, to be honest. And I want to give them credit because I was not in on Diggs at all this offseason. He's been unbelievable, and I was wrong about that. But remember, they wanted Godwin. And
yikes.
If they would have actually paid the freight, because I think something suspect about their offer, if they actually paid the freight and matched what Tampa would have given them, they would have had Godwin, and that would not look anywhere near what this is looking like Diggs and May.
I mean, jumping out, Sam Darnold obviously going to Seattle would be a good one. He's made a big impact for Seattle. Micah Parsons with the Packers, and that was a trade, not a signing, but those are some of the ones that sort of stand out, like teams that are doing really well with some new faces on there.
Well, shout out to the roommates there on the way to Montreal.
Yeah, you'd recommend a bunch of beef jerky.
Well, I don't know if they're going 89 or 91. Yeah.
Right to St. Catherine Street.
If they're going up tonight,
careful,
Keith,
gentlemen.
This is why I don't think my buddies could. Their wives wouldn't allow them to go on a Friday night up to Montreal.
No.
And God, go Saturday morning to the game. Thank you very much. But yeah, no, Super Sex.
The city that never sleeps.
I don't know if Super Sex is still open.
I would hope it's closed. I would hope for everyone's sake that it's not there anymore.
But good luck to the roommates driving up there now.
Yeah, yeah.
617.
I've had a few.
A few what?
A few small beers.
617-779-7937.
Canadian beers like moonshine.
The small ones will really knock you off your pins.
Yep.
We'll get to all your feedback here coming up. Is home field becoming a reality? And I hate to break it to you, but Cam Newton still does not believe in the Patriots. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.